Log Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Lakota Campaign for Independence. Lakota Independence Nation State Radio. Representing the Lakota Oyate Hour with Chinupa Gluhamani. Chinupa is the head Itacha of the Lakota Independent Nation State. And he's the head of the Chantaytinta Warrior Society. He's also a member of the Black Hills Teton Sioux Nation Treaty Council and the Gray Eagle Society. Now, you may think you know Chinupa, but you don't. Chinupa has many other things, too many to mention, but he's a staunch human rights, civil rights, and Indian rights activist. He's been to just about every significant demonstration and event in those areas. He's been to the United Nations. He's a Wounded Knee veteran. He's a former bodyguard of Russell Beans and Lehman Brightman. He's worked with Dennis Banks. He knows just about everybody that you need to know in Indian affairs. He's been invited to many countries, the countries that matter. And he's a fluent Lakota speaker. He's an absolute expert on the traditions and culture of the Lakota. He's been to the United Nations, and he's going to be returning to the United Nations. He does many things in the community that other organizations and even tribal government doesn't do. He helps the disadvantaged with all their needs, and he does many, many other things. So without any other delay, I'm going to welcome Chinupa to the show. Chinupa.
Okay, Wopila. Wopila Kanka. You know, listening to the introduction done by Oyate Ota, Oyate Ota is representing the truth of what I have done and continue to do elsewhere and within Turtle Islands, you know, Indian reservations, especially like back home in South Dakota. I'm currently up here within the Wind River Indian Reservation of our Oyate called the Mahpiako Oyate, the Blue Cloud people. And so being up here, I've seen a number of stuff, you know, being revealed to me by the people of the blue sky people. And for one thing that I'm really starting to get a grip on is acknowledging what is being done to them in the eyes of, you know, the system of neglect and injustices. And so taking this opportunity, man, it's sad that there are some out there in Indian country trying to do what's best for others to help them get back into the balance of the everyday struggles that we face in Indian country. And with the upcoming, you know, illustrations of the way Congress has depleted a lot of the involvement of tribal governments and the involvement of people in general. I want to say this. I want to say this more rapidly and openly to a majority of you people. There are many things that people want done in Indian country. You know it, and I know it. And aside from all that, I hate using the white man's English to describe that benefit of a doubt when it comes to Native affairs. You know, there are scores and scores of people out there claiming to do things in Native issues and whatever, you know, the significance might be. You have people out there, you know, writing books, you know, people like Ed McGaugh, many other names that we're not affiliated with. And the criteria of this list goes on and on. Okay? And when you mention things that people are still trying to do. Now, I've uncovered some stuff, people. I sure did. I did uncover some issues and understandings that are going on in Indian country. And lo and behold, I go back to 1836 to understand, you know, the so-called, you know, pilgrimage when flags were being, you know, colorful. Especially like, you know, what happened in Mexico, you know, down in Texas and all these things. That tyranny of that rule forced people to make decisions because it was oppressed and a place to resist in different, you know, pronunciations. And the reason why I'm saying that subject, okay, is because I've learned something up here on the Wind River Indian Reservation just by listening to their people. Oyatig lena machpia ko oyatig lena woyuk junkie lena omakya kapi. And I will say this on behalf of the machpia ko people. I will say this for them. Okay, I'm going to say it. I will always love you blue sky people, you blue cloud people, whatever the interpretation of the English name means. I will always love you guys. Because my machpia ko people up here, okay, still hang on to the one sun dance, okay? Phones and many other things are going off. And it's ironic that when I'm on the show getting ready to illustrate things, people are calling. And I need that help from you guys. That's why I say this. Help me. Step up and help me so I can take these calls. They might be important from loved ones back home or for somebody up here in the Wind River Indian Reservation. They could be a number of things. See, that's the problem with you people. Nobody's calling you guys to determine anything. It's all bullshit when you get a call. Okay? And this is what's happening, and you fucking feds that are monitoring these calls, I can hear it. I can hear it's always this way. Because you people are one of the monitoring people. You want to monitor everything that we do. And it frustrates me that you are fucking devils, regardless what the scenario might be. You're the two-legged white devil. And your people had told me that. Your own people had told me that you guys were an evil race of people. And white people, it came from their mouth. This is how much I know about it. And so when we talk about these things, I've called everybody. I've called them to come on. They know tonight's the show. They know that. I don't have to remind them. My brother Oyate asked them to help and do this thing and do that. To contribute, because Oyate is just like everyone else on the machine. But that's what he does. I don't do that, but he does that. So he wants to promote understandings with that. That's him. He can do that if he wants to. That's his prerogative. If he wants to do that and ask for help to other people and they can't step up and do it, hey, that's fine too. I don't care. That's the reality. We try to show our kinship and our acknowledgement to other people. But unfortunately, we can't get it. We can't get that true response. It's one thing to say we're part of Mother the Earth in a spiritual sense. It's one thing to say that. But walking with it, is a difficult task amongst Native people. So let's start our show off with the Lakota prayer, and it's up to you guys to determine where your heart's at. And I don't need to say any more. I'm going to talk about some serious stuff going on in Indian country. And if it offends your tribal nation, so fucking be it. Because you guys should be doing stuff out there and making that change for the better, and the ones that are unborn and yet coming. That's what you're supposed to do. Just like Chinupa's doing it. I've learned from my grandfather, Lehman Brighton and Russell Mean, many other people, even Dennis Banks. I've met all these people in a modern attire, trying to get people to wake up and get the hell out of dormancy to pave that way for an upcoming generation. But this generation is under the influence of street paraphernalia, drugs. This generation, this we choy chache, is nothing but drugs. White man sitting back laughing at you. So I'm starting this show off with a prayer. And thank you all for tuning in to the Lakota Oyate Hours. This is also your show, and it's the only show with teeth. Hokahe wanao wachonkia pizza. Hoheche tronkashilo akhanka. Ichi mane. Ampeto kile chantewa ste tronkata kia makhansata. Unchionki trofi. Kusha unkinazipi. Yung khantaku troksa. Wana he. Kinaziki. Mila hanska kilena techia. Nahaksi oyate unki trofi. Takisu chapi. Na techia e chaganaka. Nalila ota, oyate onki tchopi. Ena echa iapi na mila haska. Tcha oapche. Taku hena kakaoki, hena kusha etu am oispam na hohetaha. Taku lena wasitu yaki na mila haska ki lena yohapi anipach pam na ha. Etaha itsupi na ha. Washagia nazipi. Cha washagia nazim hata. Taku kash kakpi ya okishni. Taku he wakhe wakhankanga. Nishnala ni wakhampi wankata kya. Makhpia chetya. Na unchi makhakya neve anakhapte akhpapi ko unchi kiksu ya. Nishya wasloi ki lena ehoni. Oyate unki kofi. Ne chetya unki chupi. Ho yunkha wana wasloi ki le wama khasta etaha taku waste unki chupi ki hena nyanke. Na lila ota tak shite e chumpi, na pejuta shite e chumpi, na umpaki, hena inshan, doni niecha yataka. Eh, loa. Se e chumhan tvoche ke wakaki, niecha ke hochi kapi. Matuenix ni hake lechanu paglaha mani. Voche ke hichi kapi, na hetaha lechanu. Techia mus noin. Oyate tchok kapi lena, lila techion kapi kapi. Na lila ota e shonki api. Ashi ni, ni leti shokasa na ori na wocheke. Wakake. Che chuhan taku wakheki. Chungi waki wana nahakshi. Waneyete. Napsiunka ogna naji. Napsiunka topa. Hena etcha waneyete kile chungi waki. Oispena. Nchia. Yo tieki. Ashni unke. Hokata ke taku. Kusha eunkwa. He. Ke wakhla. Mila haska ta ishajati. Kungi waki. Bernice. Whitehawk. Etiapi. Onshi wakila. Na ke wakhla. Ashtona hukhena hechins eti wakhiki. Taku washte luhab hanta. Tiksu yam na woshek ya ka kaki. Tony, unchi ma kaki uki kaki eksu zakina. Na wa kaya jamasi. Na lila ota hena okuzi tiki chekia onpi na unsia mata tiopa takisha anatha yam kaki. Hena isha tony eksu zakina. Na wa ma kaskan kilina. Hena hecha woshek ya kaki hena aati ha. We chop on the woshek ya kaka ewadana. Na ke matu enishne. Le chanu pagluha mani lechins enogina. Pochichak. Na wambli chota. Kohe okola kiche ki misha. Amakwa ki na hechins enozi ki hene atiha. Kikicha. Lempe. Wambli chota ki hene isha wasro ki ota na haksi oishpa. Na hene isha misha amakwa ki. Konkashi la waki e chetia. Shante ohitika vichachati, he chazeki he he. Mila haska ta, woyuksha na chazeki he. Roy, Stanislaus, Martin, ohe, he tchonkashi yaba. He mita ina askuku ki he he. Cha he woyuksha na woakhanki na taku ka kena lakota ki, dua isam kapoza kbaku ota yaha, hena hechimsa o speak chacha. Oh, he un, hechins e mie, matakni kam nan lechins e nagi, we chok on gina. Tony hechins e mie wil kherati. Tony yu hawa skatu, nuk nagi na chante o gina, hechins e tima ewa gina ke, na oblute. Na lila ota e na yu snopi na. We chasho wa kangla amna ha. Chazeki li na, e na tchop ni ata e na, ai khpa pi na, e ta ha iya pi na. Waslo ki li na wil kherati. Washiki hena ichatiki na wiyaki hena insha hechiki hena wapseki okie le tuwa kokta hechiki ichunki wakatkanta ishima neku slokie na unchima kati tuwa hat kokta wichak uki lina wakanti le poyate nitkoki wakta la punta wichak mukoki hohe yanke hena tuwani hechiki yankoki chunki Nature has done. Actually, Chanu Pablo Hamani, Wahoti Chapi, Kutta Ekita, Kutta Keto and the Ongia Pier, the Ocean Song, Apolila, Taku, Kokta Uni, Kutan Taku, Shitaki, and Koma, and Wakiti, and Bakilia, and Wotaki, and Onkak, and Wamaka Stanki, and I can help. No war country, and I say, Eun, Wotaki, the Nong, Wakari. Namaste. We shall not be a huge watching. Now you people can interrupt if you want to and raise your voices, and I don't give a damn. So now I'm going to start this this acknowledgement of this shit going on in Indian country real seriously now. You know, since I've been up here in the Wind River Indian Reservation, it saddened my heart to hear my Makpiat whole people tell me a number of things. And that number of things was aimed about our cultuous behavior of who we are as a once free people struggling to remain free with our terminology of an existing factor about who we are as a people trying to remain free. Many tribes have been planned in selling their sacred way. And you say you have elders, you say you have all of these things in your tribe. Well, I'm going to say it. God damn it, why can't you listen to them? Why can't you listen to those elders? which you all know they're old people, because in the terminology of the white virtuosity of how they use the English, you know, vocabulary to describe who we are, that's their terminology that belittles the red race. Belittles the red race. And some of you out there that claim to be Native, Lakota, whatever the fucking name is, you lost your spirituality, you lost your goddamn language, and you're still selling it to people that it don't belong to. And you know you are. So when our sacred way falls and we're going to get, you know, tractors and trailers and many other things to stand it up, the sacred lodge and the sacred tree, we don't carry them anymore. Thanks to my Aunt Bernice and we out to the Sesumwi, we wong Washipi, we still carry our sacred tree, our grandmother, our sister, our daughter, our granddaughter, our niece, and our great-granddaughter. We still carry our sacred tree on my aunt, Bernice Whitehawk's residence of her sacred dance known as the White Buffalo Calf Maiden Sundance. That's what we still do there. Every August, my grandson, my Kakoja, Joseph Sierra Jr., goes out there, finds that tree, and now he's getting up there in age. And I honor my grandson, my Kakoja Joseph Sierra Jr. Love him. I always told him I would always be there to support him and stand with him, whatever the vocabulary may be, when he was initiating, taking that responsibility from Auntie, his great-grandma, Bernice Whitehawk. That's how happy I am when I tell these stories of what we struggle with on a daily basis, not knowing what's to come of it, but yet the rest of you play with it, sell it, give it to the white man in the name of spirituality. That's a no-no, and it's full of shit, and it's the biggest, heinous white lie that you all adapted from a white man and his white wife. Think about it, people. The bad and good blood is still here on Turtle Island. And even in them white people, there's bad and good blood over there. There's some that still understand the immortality to that, the morality, the belief system in their culture. That's why they don't get involved and try to intermingle with shit that's not theirs. They know how to remain quiet and silent. They know how to stand in serenity and let everybody do it the way we were instructed to do it. All you people play with it out there, and you know you do. My heart is angry. I'm in pain, man. 2 weeks ago, I laid my last living baby sister to rest. Her name was Carmen Faith Martin Yellowbull. My baby sister left me, and I'm all alone in my family with all my children and my grandchildren and her children and grandchildren. Hey, honey, hey, Tuesday, Unkoki Akapi. Hey, Unshawo, Akanki, let Tony Wilk, and Aluha, your Scato Oyaki, Snehead Sanaki, Shichawalakoke, Daku Tokta Milahanska, Anipakoke. Shit, those words of honor were true. I ain't sitting there to be high, smoke that bud, and then talk. No, I'm a free. I'm not a number. I'm a free man. And that's the hard part with you people. I say that with integrity and honor, because I am in pain. I've told many of you guys to come on these shows and help us. And let's consider it as our virtue, as our virtue goes to the virtue of the four directions of the wind and the animal kingdom. I've asked you all that. You all talk about radio shows you want to have. No one can hear you. No one can hear the podcast. No one can. I've told you many times. Canupa's computer illiterate. I'm a fucking dummy when it comes to the machine. Bad enough I use a cell phone to call you guys and hold these radio shows. I do it because I love my people. I care for them. Young and the elderly. That's how much I believe. And I still spend time with people when they call me to help them take a look at that need of amazing in the behavior of what happens in Indian country. I hear all your noise. I hear it all, people. You can't handle this virtuosity I give you. You can't. So you make noise. But that's okay. The white man taught you how to be noisy. Well, you go ahead and do it. Continue to do it. It's you. It ain't me. And the message I give you guys tonight, I'm really telling you guys what I'm witnessing out here. I came out here to take a look at the scenarios of my brother who had an altercation with the man of the black skin. But here we are in 2023 trying to determine the validity of our own existing survival of who we are as red people. And unfortunately, a lot of you, man, lose your collective consciousness away from that. But I'm honored. I won't get to do the sweat lodge tomorrow. I know that. And that's okay. And the white man's attire and the black attire, the way people use the vocabulary and the way they talk. I'll say it this way. We don't sweat and stuff. I ain't sweating it. I ain't sweating it at all. And that's the mentality that goes on in Indian country. You all want to do things. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. That don't mean I have to. I came here to check on my little brother and learn that he's okay. And, you know, hey, played with him, heard him cry, heard his pain, his understanding, and lo and behold, okay, it's all good. But I still care and have love for my brothers and sisters of different tribes and different nations. Hey, somebody unmuted me. Oyate, what did you do? Was I muted the whole time? Was I mute the whole time?
No, you're good.
Okay, so who did you unmute?
No, don't talk to those guys.
Don't talk to those guys. Stay with me on this show. Them guys can come around to you, go to you, call you another time. Right now, this is our show. These are important things that I'm talking about. You don't need to do that to them. No. To save that for later. They can do that later on. God. He's up, man. It's always that way. Always people want to. When Oyate is by himself, you guys, and Chinupa's not on the phone with him, go visit him. Go talk with him. Get over there. Get over there and do that, man. I'm not going to interrupt you guys. I'm not going to do that. That's not my endowment. No. Man, you get a white man fuck you all up, and that's all you guys are. That's what's going on. You have all these time while the sun's up to take care of all these measures. The sun is up. You have all day to take care of all that time with Oyate. We're only corresponding to each other through a phone, and I'm honored that he gave us the time to have a two-day radio show in the evening. It's called the Lakota Oyate Hour, and we're always getting bombarded with interruptions and whatnot. He said, no, it didn't happen. Okay, you guys, but that's what I hear on this end. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking all this and nobody heard it. That's why I get offended by it, man. Leave him alone. Let him take care of the radio show. And then after it's over and done, then go to his house and call him and do whatever you need to do. There's always Sunday. You can have plenty of time with him, man. We're not going to ever have that time together. He's far away. He's not out here in the Midwest. We're getting into some serious shit, man. That's what causes, man, disincention. That causes interruption. Man, and it's harmful. Can't handle that because here I am. I get into that groove. I get into that mode of sharing these things. And then you guys ain't too appreciative of it. Well, that's fine. I'm going to carry on. So when I acknowledge these understandings about these acknowledgments of what's going on out there in Indian country, we have supporters. We also have people that want to contribute and help us. They want to refresh the stamp of our ability to assert our freedom and independence. We have them, but it's you people. You wanted to be the big shots. But then, goddammit, you should have did it before I did. And Russell Means did, and Grandpa Roy, and Lehman Brightman, and Oyate. You should have did it before us. So then you'll know exactly where you stand to help people. But you stand nowhere but on the internet, on Facebook, to acknowledge those things. That's the way you do things. So these are the measures I'm talking about. I've asked for many people. Their phones broke. Their phones are down. We lost a real courageous grandmother, the late Jenny, Virginia Marie Manyhide, a.k.a. Jenny. We lost her. Jenny was always on the radio show. Always. And if she was on right now, she'd be saying, yeah, hey, Chinupa's right. She can hear it too. So what's happening today in Indian country? Our people are allowing the tribal governments to dictate the responsibility of pulling them together. And when they can't stand on those topics of that togetherness, they shun them. This is what I'm hearing out here. I asked to go see this involvement of their people get together to hold the council accountable. But because a couple of members couldn't make it with them, they broke the quorum up of their traditional people. My God, tribal government, man, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Even if you have a number of people there, carry on. But see, that's that dictatorship of how white men do things. when I always say they practice and perfect colonial policies, hear that word meaning. Practice and perfect colonial policies to neutralize them God-forsaken human rights that indigenous people have. The Northern Arapaho Tribal Council did that to their people. Two brothers told me. One brother said they were shot by three members. I've asked to go attend. But they told me. I know what they told me. I'm not an enrolled member of the tribe, so I could go check it out. So I stepped back and accepted that. If I can't attend, fine. I hope it carries out. I want that. I want to hear it. Unfortunately, it didn't get carried out. You see, that's how the tribal government lied to the Mafia To people, but the Mafia To ain't making a goddamn stand. Condemning them people in their business council, tribal council, their reserve council, whatever the title is, man. They should be making a stink, you goddamn youth here on the Wind River. Make a stink about your tribal government. Stopping you from attending. What's going on? At least back home in South Dakota, where I'm from, we raise hell with it. That's how you do it to make a difference, an impact of change. And unfortunately, these people don't want to stand on that. I understand what's out there in this country. Seen it, lived it, ate it. When D.C. has these people as, you know, predecessors operating the government, you can't trust anybody in those things because we're not white. We don't qualify. But because we have land and those resources that are above it and underneath it, the system wants that. So they keep us fighting. They keep us separated. Today back in South Dakota, according to my baby daughter, Duana Marie Martin, she told me, man, that Indian collective were masquerading and dancing on the streets and dancing at the jail while our people are, you know, they're locked up in there. And they can see what's going on. Well, goddammit, guys locked up, get the hell out of there. Help them outside. Help us. Come on. And you keep allowing the white man to dictate your freedom. I'm not saying that to ridicule you guys, because the minute you do get out, you're going to go back and pick up the same thing that put you in here in the first place. And it's called drugs and alcohol. And you're going to go right back to it. You ain't even believing in what all these masses of people are trying to do for you. And even the people that are making these stands of protest, shit, they're under the influence of drugs. I seen it and watched it. They're really talking a good game. But see, that's how white men love that. As long as you can't dictate that responsibility and put that heinous attire upon them, go ahead. Hell, we'll get some cop cars to follow you guys and blend in. Hell, we'll bring a fire truck with it and raise the noise. You think, man, oh, yeah, man, you're getting this change? You ain't getting this change. We know how to control you. It's not about freedom. And it sure in the hell ain't about independence. I understand what being locked up is. Been there, done that, still living it today.
I'm going to go change it, then.
No.
My sister is asleep. Quit now.
I hear a little baby. I hear a little baby.
Hey, baby.
How goes that?
Yeah.
Say, yeah.
Papa.
No. Papa. I've made these understandings prominent for you guys to get on board with. You see, this is what's happening in Indian country. Do you all want change? Do you like the current circumstance that's being applied to you from your tribal government? Do you like it when our brothers' loved ones are being ridiculed by black people and white people and even our own? Do you guys like that? That's a political and social issue when it comes to the mystical, okay? The mystical cultural of a tradition. That's a potential environment of behavior that's negative, okay? And because we allow that to happen, that causes a different deferment to the environment we live in. Because it's not about life, and it's not about love. We've been adapted by the white man's cultured upbringing. We don't know how to be Lakota. We don't know how to be Arapaho, Maquiato. We don't know how to be Chichista, Cheyenne. We don't know how to be Toka, the Crow, or Sihasapa, Blackfeet. We don't know how to do that. You thank that white man. Thank him for him imposing his qualities upon you. You don't even have the language. We choyekile toani luhapsni. Sad but true.
That's the complex.
And I'm pretty sure this might be my nephew Roland and his family on the show, and that's why there's a lot of noise.
Yep. That's us,
see?
Uncle.
Yeah, see, now, let me tell you something. This is what the hell I'm talking about.
Yep.
Not only do I cut down the people on Pine Ridge and elsewhere, I'm cutting down everybody because you're still following the American dream. When there
yep.
is no dream. And the hard part is you're forgetting who you are. Sad but true. And so a lot of our older ones that are leaving us, we're not taking them opportunities to understand that fairness and balance. Don't laugh about it. Listen. These are realities. That's how fucked up our people have become. We're like the white man, full of noise. Go see if he will allow you to sit with him and congregate and tell him what the problems are from you, from your perspective. See if that white devil will sit down and accept, man, your appearance and those equalities that you have, you've been carrying and been forced upon. Go see if that white man will really accept you like that. Hell no. He won't even open the goddamn door for you. Get along, come over and tell him that he's the problem. This is what's hard about our people. But I'm confident, like I always say. I'm honorable with this. Wakankanka e honey. Wowak shapekile unkopi. Na uchima kakile kushia akata unkina. So we understand these measures. I live on a reservation so heinous that things don't even matter to the generation that's here. They don't care. They don't know how to be Lakota anymore. They don't know how to sing the sacred song. They don't know how to listen with their heart so that value of what's being said and shared to everyone can be picked up with their ears. That's not my fault. It's your fault for wanting more of the technological behavior. And that technological behavior is advanced now. It's sufficient. It's beguiled, people. The word beguiled is part of it now. So the hard part, there is no survival. It's accepting the brutality of this heinous behavior or death through sickness. End of story. That's how ineffective it's affecting our people, because we allow it. And I've told these people to come on. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not going to tell anymore. And if you guys don't come on next week, I don't give a damn about that either. We tried, and that's it. That's it. And if it's about me raising my voice like this, and you don't want to hear that, okay, I take full responsibility of my words and actions. It's not aimed at you. It's aimed at where it came from, and it came from white people. The white people chastise us. They belittle us. They cut us down. And yet you guys can't react against that white devil. You can't call him a worthless white son of a bitch. You can't call him that. You're afraid to. And you know you are. Well, I say it to them on the contrary basis, even in their own faith. I ain't afraid of the fucking white man. Fuck him and his family. All that fucker does is take and take and take. And he's still doing it, repeating history. But I thank the great mystery in Mother Earth now that his race is declining. It's declining. I'm grateful with that. His race is finally dying. I've seen abuse while I've been up here for the past 2 weeks. I've seen a white man jack up his little grandkid, lift him up by his jacket, poke him on top of the forehead. Then I've seen a young bald-headed white man back into two elderly white couple inside the Smith's parking lot. I got them on my phone. This is how much the white race don't give a shit about their elders, let alone kids. So if we did that, if we abused our elders, they put us in jail and cart us off. If we neglected our kid like that, they take our kid away from us. God, you guys don't get it. You guys have been so isolated. You run and you come back. You run and come back. You run and come back. This is what I see. I live in this shit every day. And I'm trying to help you not be a threat to your own environment. That environment that belongs to us, the only threat in there is a white man telling you to stay out. That fucker's doing that. But yet when you're under the influence of drugs and alcohol, he likes it. He don't want you to stay away from it. He doesn't put up signs, keep out, you're trespassing. Think, people. You got a goddamn brain in your head. Think. Understand the morality of a white man. That perception is a separation from you being connected to your traditional society, man. Theological and otherwise. And you can't embrace nature. Why do you think you got police all over the goddamn place? America, the United States, has always been a police state. It'll never go away until you blame them. I never thought the white man's white skin would be under the Bureau of Indian Affairs in any reservation. But they're alive and well here on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming, in the reservation of Ifiti. No shit, people. That ain't offensive. That's telling the truth. God damn, man, you guys don't get it. If you allow that white man to dictate responsibility, he's going to kill you. He's going to torture you. He's going to murder you. He's going to do it all. And if you do have a vision, live it. You have to have some kind of humanity in your heart that can embrace the natural things outside, which is nature. These are the words that I'm using and describing because they come from the white man, because you, that's all you all know. I can speak my language. I can speak Titista. I can speak my Mexica language, Nahua. But you're not them. And you ain't. Until you recognize that, then and only then, you can understand what freedom and independence is. It frustrates me. And we're at the top of the hour of 8 o'clock now. And I'm going to close that understanding out and wait for next week to reinforce it again. Technology has lifted you guys to understand that there's an elimination of your thought process of being free. Okay? When the Great Wall of China was created over there in the eastern part of our country, okay, in the great land of China, they built a wall to keep other tribal people away from it. That's a power of separation. It's what they call a web of life. Okay? That's why Genghis Khan and all them guys resisted. You know why? Territorial land base, people. The same way with the Berlin Wall in Germany. That's why it was taken down. The wall fell. And there's heavy metal groups out there. Musicians. I'm a guitar player. Oyata is a guitar player. They made music of what the society, what it's doing. The society of what it's doing is a major that takes you from yourself because you don't even know how to be yourself. And it becomes a quiet desperation for you to try to figure out what's missing. And what's missing is yourself. As we come to the top of the hour of 7:53, I have to ask to get a recording started with me and some brothers. They haven't fulfilled it. They're too busy doing other stuff. That's them. I don't want to hear it. An elder asked for that help. Oyate is my elderly brother. He's old. He's older than Chinupa. He's my elder brother. And I still try to find people to help with that. Because it's a view of the world. The view of the majestic behavior that's setting upon Mother Earth, our great-grandmother. And that majestic ability is to give us that fairness and balance to stay connected to her anymore, she's the word. So envision this, people. Envision what it means to be free and independent. Because if you have both of them reinforced in your heart, there will never be a teaching of technology, behavior, of ignorance to say, no, you can't do that. Mankind has always tried to be the glory to the white man's God. Mankind. And it's sad that they're still doing it today. So we close that episode of a harsh understanding about what we live with in the year 2023. And we ask you people continuously. It's your call. I'm not going to remind you guys anymore when to come on. Hey, that's up to you. If you decide, man, that you want to tune into our radio show and help out and make, you know, a tremendous effort to help us understand fairness and balance, I'm grateful with it. That's the hard parts that unfold in Indian country. And it's up to you to make that change. So, Oyate, let's open up the phone lines and people, start where you want to. If you want to make it minimal, that's up to you. And we're going to shut the show down right about 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. So go right ahead, people. Come on in. Introduce yourself. Let us know what state you're calling from. And welcome to the Lakota Oyate Hour, your show with Keith. Go ahead, Oyate.
Okay, Jennifer. You know, but we got about 7-8 callers, so they're just, I'm just going to let them come on in.
Come on in, people.
Hello, Uncle.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
I want to introduce myself in my language. Have a Nate Aina. Nanana, he's not an eight. Nainon, not Nainon, Nathanon, he none the 80. That's it, non, Nito. My name is Suzit. I'm a Northern Arapaho. My mother is from the Oglala Lakota. My father is Arapaho. I grew up here on an Indian reservation up here in Wind River. And I grew up and I knew Chinupo as my uncle. And I listened to them the way my uncles would talk. That's how they all talk, like my uncle over there. When things go on like that, I call my uncle and I let him know what's going on. You know, I know about these drugs on this rez. I called up there. I was pissed. I called to the police about some so-called initiative. And I was talking about them. And I was getting onto them, and they said, nope, there's no so-called next initiative going on. And then, you know, as you see on other tribes, they banish those methods, those drugs. You know, here on our race, I kind of feel like we need to learn to get together, get along. We don't talk about our things, our problems, like what our uncle here is talking about. You know, I see that. I see people walking around, moving their mouths around, their hives. And I told them, stay away from me. I said, don't come around me when you're on that. Don't talk to me. I said, you know, just forget about me. Don't even come to me. You know, not only drugs, there's a bad thing on here, poverty. We got poverty here, family feud. Alcohol is a problem. We got problems in our own higher-ups ourselves, just like any other tribe. But I'm telling you guys, my uncle knows what he's talking about. He's my mother's brother. My mother, that's where my mother's from, is Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And my uncle, you know, he asked me to come on to this radio station, and I didn't know how much input was going to be put on there. You know, here's a voice right here. If you want your voice heard, you need your voice heard right here. Just on all of this injustice on Indian country that he talks about, how we all got this white man's mentality, I believe that. Even I see myself falling off the wagon every now and then, too. But I just wanted to introduce you guys like that. Introduce myself to you and let you know. You know, he talks the truth. And you can't see that truth, then maybe you need to go home, let go or something. Aho, nusaha.
And that's some positive words from a young Makhpiatho Pokshila here on the Wind River Indian Reservation. Next caller, come on in. It's your show. You're part of the Lakota Oyate's Hours. And we know you got peace, so come on in. Represent yourself and where you're calling from. Go right ahead, Oyate. Let them on in.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Hi, Uncle. This is Dee Dee.
Hey, how you doing? Long time no hear.
I'm good. I'm calling from Arizona. I came down here back in December to come to get help with treatment, and Junior just told me about this, so I didn't get to hear the full show, but I listened like at the end of it, and I got to hear some of the words you say, and so I just got to tune in just a little bit. I'm Darylyn Iron. I'm Northern Arapaho, half Oglala Lakota. That was my big brother that just got through talking. And, I'm just trying to work on bettering myself so I can be a better person, you know, for my son and my future. Yeah.
And we thank you for coming on and expressing your heart's gratitude. And great to hear you, my girl.
Yep, you too, Uncle.
Yeah, love you, man. I'm glad you're finding a different path and stay on there. You know, hey, I'm only a phone call away. Just call me anytime,
yeah,
man. You want to talk?
Sure.
Love you.
Love you too.
Be well.
Yep.
Okay, next caller. Come on in.
I'm just listening. But I wanted to say that we all, you know, indigenous people all over the world have been at war with the United States for centuries, for years and years, and we're still at war. Because you see how they treat us? You know, they give us inferior food, inferior education, and, you know, and a lot of other stuff. So one thing is that we need to get ourselves together, stop talking about things, and do and put into action what you need to do.
To the listening audience, this is my brother, man, Amin, from out there in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, he's right. We need to step up and, hey, start doing it. You know, he's been out here in South Dakota and did his part to serve our Lakota people. He brought donations out here and continues to do it, him and my little brother, Jabril. And these are the measures that people are talking about because we do need that to help one another. But until we get it right with ourselves, then and only then can we make that difference. But until then, it's only going to be words. But if you live it, on the other hand, people, that's the tool. That's the tool of making a difference. So I thank you for that comment, too. You're right. That's what we got to do, man. Enough of the talking, man. Let's get it done and continue to keep it going. And getting it done for other people that can do for themselves. Next caller, and thank you for that comment. Aho.
Aho.
Hello, Tanupa. Come on in, brother.
My name is Shiloh Blackman. I reside here on the Wind River Reservation also. I like the way you're headed with things, man. There's a lot to clean up around here, and we need to get the right people together that's willing to take a stand on everything. And we're going to have to be strong about it and stick together. It's going to be tough, but there's a lot. Yep, we do need to clean up. Aho.
Man, look what kind of influence we're doing here on the Lakota Oyate Hours. Man, being out here in the Wind River Indian Reservation amongst my Makhtiatho people, children that do have this voice need to constantly share that integrity with others. And give them this number. Give them this phone number. you know, the 515 number, 602-9649. This is a radio show that is very seriously in tone to where we're going with everything. That's what prevents you from having that connection with the great mystery and Mother Earth and all the winged and four-legged, man. Our people don't talk that way anymore because they have been biasly inclined to the way the philosophical majors of Christianity has affected their thought process. And they always say this in those scriptures. There is only one God, and the internal life to God's salvation is accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That ingrainment of that little piece, of that little script from that Bible is what pollutes a lot of you guys. But yet you guys can't ask this question to the great mystery. In our culture, he is a great mystery. But in the eyes of the white man, through Catholic Catholicism, he's called Heavenly Father, God. Ask that guy if he's going to smoke bud with his disciples, especially Jesus. Ask him. Ask Jesus if him and his disciples are doing meth. Ask Moses when he led them out of the bondage of Pharaoh. Did he lead them with methamphetamine, marijuana, cocaine, all these drugs? Ask that question to them. Let alone ask your traditional men and women. Hey, what are you doing? Why can't you speak out and say and put the blame where it's coming from? There was no drugs here. None of that. That was all transplanted over here. Ever since those four ships got here, the Mina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and that damn Mayflower, they brought it all. But we don't question those measures. And if you're still under the influence of this controlled substance, clean it up and fix yourself. That's the ecology of what your mind can do if you open it to be free. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And once you do that, you will have a relationship. You will have a connection to the great mystery and Mother Earth and all the four-legged and winged creatures. You have to do it. I can't tell you to do it. I can mention the words of understanding, but it's up to you to make that impact. Receiving your name from the earth and all the animal nations is your ticket to freedom. And once you get that freedom, you got independence. And that's how we make these measures stand true. Look, let me tell you something. Are we out there? Do we have some more callers on the phone there? Are we out there? Well, I can't hear if he's on the show or not. Maybe he dropped out. We're only 8 minutes of the hour, guys.
Yeah.
Oyate, do we have any more callers?
I'm still here with you, Uncle. I'm listening to all of this.
Oyate. Yeah, Oyate, repeat. Oyate, come in. Come in, Oyate.
Besihi, Nitain, Basiti.
Oyate, come in.
Good evening.
Who is this one?
This is Jibril. Chinupa.
Come on in, Jibril. Come on, man.
Hey,
help me out.
Greetings, everybody. This is Jibril out of Detroit, Michigan. Chinupa, my brother. That's a great radio show. Everybody is honored to hear all of the voices and the brothers and sisters from Wind River Reservation. And I just commend all the brothers, I mean, Oyate, Chinupa, and everybody who spoke. It's all about us being together, about loving one another and aiding one another to be better, to do better, and moving each other forward. For we have to keep paving the way for the people who come. coming behind us so that every generation can succeed. So in order for the next generation to succeed, we have to set the example by our actions, our words, our actions, our intentions. Like the Chinupa and the brothers are saying, and this type of love will always keep us moving forward and stay connected to our Creator and to Mother Earth and all its inhabitants and that natural flow of the natural order of things. Then we will always realize that independence and that self-determination and how we can stand strong with one another, because the power of people is in the people. So thank you for allowing me to say something, Chinupa, and it's a great show, and I honor all our brothers and sisters. I hope.
And I appreciate that from my little brother, Jibril Salam, of some of the lands of the Great Lakes of the East, you know, in Detroit, Michigan. You know, people, these are the kind of measures that we try to meet on every show to get people to have some kind of courage of understanding, recognition of oneself. And we appreciate that. That's the hard part. And we try to interact with everybody that have a virtue, that has something they want to share, because Native American reservations, and I'm only using that to describe it because everybody uses it, Native American. Okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying with that is to describe this. We will never be at ease until we approach ourselves with our own endurance of understanding why Onshimaka and Wakantukas and Shimanetu are the living, you know, spiritual beings that help us remain balanced. Yeah, we tried drugs. Yeah, we tried alcohol. Yeah, we tried sociological deformatory. Yeah, we tried sensitism. Yeah, we tried this Eurocentric bipolar disorder. And the list goes on and on. And most of all, yes, we tried the depletion of our own existence through suicide and many other thought processes of the white man, whether it's, you know, overdosing and, you know, taking our own life or drinking ourselves to death. Chronologically, our body can heal itself if we get back into the basics of eating our traditional medicines that our four-legged brothers still have, whether it's the pancreas, the kidney, the liver, the marrow, the brain, all of these necessities, and even drinking the fresh blood from our kill. We don't do that no more. At least Chinupa still does it. But I can only speak for me. And you people, man, you got too much of that lifestyle of a white man's way of thinking. Because only the white man makes a lie every day, 6 days out of a week. And then tomorrow's their Sabbath day, and they're going to try to keep it holy. So what's this white man going to do? Get change and paper dollars and put them in that basket to tell that preacher man to accept that to wash away his sins. The sins are in every one of them, and it'll never be washed away. Money can't buy you a trip to heaven. Money can't even pay for all the sins that you have done, white man. That perception, and I mean perception, is feeling something that has always been alone with itself, and that's the physical body. It has always been alone by itself. But the two-legged white people contaminated everyone. Ever since that man arrived here in 1492, after he got out of prison, he was released because they couldn't handle him over there. That's all he did. Lying, lying, lying. He keeps lying every day. And guess what, Indian people? You go for it. My God, man. Why do you think we got drug addiction and alcoholism everywhere? It's global. So you don't have the affection of compassion, man. You don't know what to achieve with it. You're going to keep talking. And that's all you do. You talk too much, just like a white man. That white man can talk you to death, man. Listen to him. And he's going to convince you to agree with him. That's the nature of that white man. That nature of him is lying. That's his way of life. And he always quotes the scriptures of that Bible we don't know about. That's what's happening here. Take a look at one thing today. Our sacred trees are creating a change of season. The trees' leaves are turning yellow. The grass is starting to dry rapidly. And our winged and four-legged, they're all heading in a different direction. I saw this today here on the Wind River Indian Reservation. Thanks to my brother, Frank White Dog, and them, you know, telling me, hey, can you help, man, cut meat up for some of our elders? And I did it. Even Devin Oldman, his grandma, they got some fresh elk meat, man. I was honorable, man, to go over there and cut, butcher some of that elk meat, man. Shit, that's what I do, man. That's what Chinupa's life is, serving our elders, no matter who they are. I was happy with that. That was a beautiful experience to help them. And that's the nature of what we do. The white man has took that and replaced it with a package of hot dogs and hamburger and buns and potato chips and all that shit. But when it comes from the gift of the Mother Earth and the Great Mystery, it's like a rite of a purification, like when you sweat and you perspire to get into life. There is no meaningfulness if you don't step up and help a grandma or help your fellow brother do these things. I was most grateful doing that with them. And I thank my little brother Devin and them, man. I thank them. I love them. That's why I'm here, up here for them. I ain't here for me. For me, Chinupa Aloha Mani. My life is a ceremony. I walk with that. Otechi. It's hard, but I do it. That's what kind of journey I'm on. My soul has always released these endeavors that are very evil that I consume at the discretion of white people and listen to them. When they see an Indian like me come around, they know you guys, so they can step all over you. But they don't give a damn about you. But a real son of a bitch like this guy, when I appear, man, everybody's staring. They know what kind of possession I have with the Great Mystery and the Earth Mother and all my winged and four-legged creatures. They know that. And the treachery behind that is them. I've seen them injure two elderly couple, a grandmother and a grandfather. And then I've seen a white elderly man abuse a white child. I seen this with my own eyes. And I reacted to them. And I said this, if we did it, they take the kid away and they cart off our elders to nursing homes. But it's okay for that white man. I seen it. The white people in the state of Wyoming, they don't want to talk about history. They don't want to. I've always said this to my little brother, Devin Oldman. I wish you people of the region of the Makhpia Tho would go back that way, go back east, and start setting up, you know, a land base within Casper and all that Powder River country right in there. That's their land anyway. Belonged to Black Coal in there. They were there. That was their territory. So imagine my Machpia Tro people going back down to Casper in that area. There's plenty of wild game down there, even elk. There's mountains right there, too. But that renewed mindset has not strengthened the heart for you guys to adapt that understanding to. Unfortunately, my little brother Devin did it. And I heard this from some of you Machpia Tro people. You didn't accept what my little brother Devin was taught, how to go get buffalo and bring it back. You didn't want that, man. Some of you Arapahos. Some of you educated fucking Arapahos. Yeah, you damn right I use that word, fucking. Because I say that to my Lakotas every fucking day back home on the Platte Ridge Indian Reservation. I'm still out there hunting buffalo and any other wild game. I'm still out there cutting wood and bringing it back to the reservation and help people stay warm, feed them. I'm still doing that. But because I lost my baby sister, my blood sister from the same birth canal, what happened to my baby brother, Devin, I had to be on call for that. That's real brotherhood. And until you people figure that out, then you'll know what it means to be whole again. But until then, you have to find that. That's the reality we carry. And your life can be part of this traditional, you know, rebirthing system. These are words of a white man to describe it. That's the only way you can understand. And we try desperately to get you guys to tune in. So within this 8-minute process as we reach 8:30, and then we'll give you guys some final remarks to close the show out. Before I close it with the song, I want to share this. Mitaki epi, le chala kese. We chokan kile iwa galake kile. Hena mila hanska tropsni. Ho he la koto oyate ki lena epi. He we choi ki tropi. Wamak hanska hena. Isha hena isha ai krake. Ho yun kan. Dako e pre ki le. Chante washte ogna le wo ki ki lena o speci chok dekhte. Ho yun kan unchi makha ki le. Wana wo suta wanji oispinkte ake. Na wane tu troksakte osnikte. Ho hena etcha iglo ya nazi pikte mitakipi. Chani ni chapisni. Taku yu tog hena ni ni chapsni. Hena yanke. Wo ke wi chokhan kilena. Ho etchu han taku e prekile lechta tu okhansula ogna. Mena ot opio machpia tro wa kanza tik tik halaki hot haipina tima yupna chante washte taku i wogla koki he hena winchincha lana ha hoxila ki hena echa i wogla kapi yun khan chante mit haki umasne io makpi na balhimiche e hani hechums e okola kiche na ha okhansula ki lena tua tima Ptala ki nazim na wawo ki ekilena oyate trokcha wicha chobhanta hena hechunste owaste i woglaka. Chahe on, chate mitraki umaste. Ho wane tu kile ake osnikte, he ukte. Na ake lila ota oyate ki tagne yutoktishni, he insyan ukte. Aski kshu ya po. Wakantranka ki chi mane tu kile. Taku lena wo akhan uki kwaka ki he, hena uki epi. He un cha okola ki che ki lena na hachni ptalo kinizim bi api na. O antek lena lo chip is taku lena le okhal yankak te ki lena he e uki chupi. Hena wo su ta ki hena na hachni uki hapi. Cha chokata ki he nazi na yanke. Cha niwi cha shabhanta. Hechus e ea tu ankte. O kola kichi e ki lena o te achi un yu hapsni. Hena wo akhan, wo suta, wo ableze, wo yupchafte, hena ata ai khaki. E hani tronkashira wa ki le, e chakmana wa unspe ki le, o maki ake han,
Echaleciunse e hoxila ampetu onji eon kumsnikte. Cha eon kumsni hanta near chat hokata kia ilalinkte naha oyatele na pilicha na hena oichakinkte. Heon cha wa kankina olanki lechite ho he echa pilinyankte. What company, yellow, hey, these are songs handed down from ancient times to the album. And this is what's happening to our people. We don't even know them. We don't know how to sing them and honor them anymore. So here's a 66-year-old man trying to reach out to you guys and share these understandings about what it means to be Pilinke. And then it's a walk, Hakilina Yanke. So chicha kapi. Mukata kia wa unspe kile. To ha wo suta kile na okhlati I chakhne apina. Wo ableze kile ai khake ho. Hena e cha o ate kina chik chik le chala kes e wa khans ya iok fiche na ha. Ata takto khunki iok fiche un. Ola he a he o ha ata blihi che wa khans ya he. Hena wa khampi. Wa khan ye ja. Waka oyate hena epi chik chikala kile. Ho hena wo suta yanke. E honey, wonji winya kile. O kansula tima hyuna wogla kiki he. O waste ichu heun chat hakoza kpaku ihakap upina ha. O loa waste ahi hunter. Le wichicha lana winuksta la kile kakoza kpaku wo kie kihena wichakuye. Heun cha o loa kinena ahi o ha nakuye. And I'm talking about Grandma Virginia Marie Manyhides, better known as Jenny. Jenny used to bring her tacos on the show. Little Lilani, Demon, Baby Rain, and Baby Adrian. She used to bring her grandkids on the show. And they would all acknowledge themselves. And they love to hear, that's a grandma that loved her grandkids. That's a grandma that put her grandkids first in her family. Now she's no longer with us, but she's with us in spirit and in love. Beautiful grandma. I always talk highly about her because she always came on the show to support what we talked about. It's one thing to say, I'm a Lakota. It's one thing to say, my voice is Lakota. And it's one thing to say, you are the blood of that Lakota. But in reality, you ain't. Just because you look like a Lakota and sound like a Lakota, don't mean you're a Lakota. And that's not to dehumanize you. That's not to belittle you. It's to give you an awakening process to understand what your heart and brain can do. We are losing scores and scores of our elders and our children to all this heinous attire being forced upon our people at the eyes of the white man. And it's his eyes that are at us, wanting to destroy ourselves. And that's what we're doing. So now we're about a minute away from 8:30. Oyate, call everybody back in and have a man do some closing remarks. And we're going to close the show. And we ask you guys, out of the kindness and the love of our hearts, to come back in next week from 7 to 9 o'clock every Friday and Saturday evening. It's called the Lakota Oyate Hours. It's the only show with teeth, and it's your show. Your show. You, the people. You can address and talk about anything you want. Help Chinupa out. I can't do it by myself. I do ask for you guys to come on and take the show over. But you all sound like white people because you can only go minimal and you shut down. That's how the white people are. If you really know the vocabulary and value of who we are as red people, act red, live red, and stay red. All right, last minute comments from everybody that's tuned in onto the Lakota Oyate Hours. Hokahe, come on in.
All right, this is amazing.
We've got a number of callers. We've got 540, area code 248, another 605, some 307, 406, 480, 313. So we'll just have to come on in one at a time. Go ahead.
Come on in one at a time.
All right, this is area code 248. That's what I mean. I'm saying this is a great show, as you say. This is your show, people, and we never know. Tomorrow's not promising to nobody. So next time the show come on, come on and voice your opinion, because you never know what's gonna happen. So this is an opportunity to speak.
And thank you for that one, brother. I mean, anyone else? Come on in.
By 40-307.
Oh, Chinupa.
Yeah.
Justin, the Pioneer Agency, Pakistan, Wambri. I like to, I was listening to everyone, and I finally got a chance to talk, but when you were talking at the first beginning, when he's talking about Grandma Bernice, sometimes you sing a song, I was looking in the sky, and shit you not, there was a star that was falling, and it just disappeared. And that was pretty cool when you were singing that song, and I saw that, and that was no shit. And I like to bring up about that, how you were talking about the people that saw our way of life, and it's very true, too, because I ran into a lot of that. I don't saw our way, but, I to me, it felt like I was being used, and I was getting pretty fired up. You were getting fired up because I was thinking about all that, about me going through that. And on Paddle's side, he always did it with his heart. He got the wood, he got the rocks, and he always, let people pray. And he never asked for a penny. He was always that kind of man that, prayed for the heart. With people, every Saturday he did that when he was alive. He prayed like that, and that's when you were calling in the missed calls. Sorry for that, but we were praying like that too. And that's one thing is that a lot of these guys that call so-called medicine man, they should pray with your heart instead of asking for that money, and that's stupid to me. I hear what you're saying, and it's so stupid to me that they do that shit, but it's them. It's not, there's a lot of us still out there that want to be the prayer warriors. And one thing was, too, is that when I was still 6 months, I was reading a Bible. I don't know how and how it went again, but, it said something like this. Look at another man's woman, that guy should, take his eye out. And the white man, they should be blind by now, because they should be doing blind, because they always do that shit. They're so evil, like how you say. I remember reading a scripture like that in there, because I was remembering what you were saying about the Bible, and I remember that part. So now all these damn white men, they should be all damn blind, And they act like Sunday, they're holy day shit. It ain't. But apologize again for not answering your phone, but I was listening, and
And thank you, Toshka Justin. That's one of my dog soldiers from back home on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I got a lot of them everywhere. And, my nephew, Justin, man, he always takes the opportunity to listen in and give words of encouragement and tries to find a place to help you youth step up and take that bull by its horn and snap its neck. Justin, too, is an orphan like his father and his grandfathers and his uncles and all that.
A lot of us are that way. But we have each other. And that each other makes us that family again. And I love it when my nephew Justin comes on. Wopila Koska for coming on. That's Justin Musso coming to you guys live from the Pioneer Indian Reservation. Hokai Wopila Koska. Thank you for that comment and understanding.
Oh, brother.
Oh, come on in. Come on in, people. There's some other callers. Come on in.
Oh, Uncle, I'm still listening here from the Wind River Indian Reservation.
Oh, yeah, there's some other numbers.
Who was that just talking there?
That's my nephew up here in Wind River, my nephew Roland. So that, and the one before that was Justin from back home. So
yeah.
Is there anyone else?
I don't know. We got 480-406.
480, come on in, 480.
Hi, Uncle, that was my, that's my number. I'm still listening in.
Okay, that's a 4, okay. Who else? Who else?
Got that 480. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, since we had a number of callers, you know, calling in and my nieces
yeah, this
and nephews.
Yeah, this is 406.
Okay, 406. Echo, come on in. Come on in, Echo.
I've been listening to the entire show tonight, and we need to actually start doing instead of just saying like with my situation here, but I don't know how to get started on what I need to do for my children and my standing up for my native rights.
Did we lose Echo?
So if you, anybody out there can address me on how to go moving forward with getting my children out of the white man's home back into my care and hopefully pursue justice over these fucking white people and this fucking social services here in Montana that needs to be addressed direly would be greatly appreciated.
Jabril and Amin, if you're listening from out in Detroit, Echo needs your guys' help. So if you guys can get Echo's phone number live off the show, would be greatly appreciated to help her pursue a case against the Department of Social Services and CPS in the state of Wyoming in the town of what town are you in, Echo?
It's Great Falls, Montana.
Okay, Great Falls, where Jenny used to live. So Amin and Jabril, if you're listening, man, give your phone number out to Echo so she can give you guys a call and you can help her start with this process. And don't worry about the Lakota side of all this other stuff. I'll step in and help too.
All right, I'm going to put my number out there again. And it's 406-402-7076. And my kids' dad, my ex-husband, is 406-402-8539. You can either reach me or him. His name is Brian. And we're looking to press a lawsuit and charges against our Department of Family Services, but we need some outside help at the state of Montana.
Okay, you can call me, Amin, at 248-226-0747.
I'm currently driving right now, and I don't have a phone, pen.
Okay, well, I'll get it from Amin, and I'll text it to your phone, Echo, and that way you guys can start corresponding.
All right, then. Thanks, Janouba.
Yeah, you betcha. We'll step up that way. Anyone else on the show? I mean, I'll get it all from you.
Okay.
All right, man. It's a beautiful show tonight, guys. I love y'all. I love everyone that came on, man. And remember, I take full responsibility of my fucking voice, and my language and actions, because that's how it is. I live in my world, man. I'm sick and tired of living under dormancy, and that's what's happening here. Anyone else on the call? Anyone else on the show? Come on in. Say your last comment, remarks. Come on in. We have to call out somebody again. Come on.
A lot of the 307s have dropped. Still one left.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
Maybe that 307 is me, Uncle. I'm still here listening to everything. I understand what you're talking about, what's going on here on this Wind River Indian Reservation. We don't even have our own police station. We are going on BIA. They're federal. And you know how it is on every res. They want to throw an Indian in jail. That's what they do. There's a lot of innocent people in jail that shouldn't be there.
You know, next week we're going to have to get some serious remarks going, because I remember Laverne White telling me this. She told me that one of her relatives, just verbally saying this to a BIA cop, Oyate, listen to this. She said she was going to get a spiritual man and put an Indian hex on that individual, white son of a bitch, on the BIA, and they put her away for 2 years. And when she got out of the prison, she got sick, and she was laying up in the hospital. So her son was dealing with his mother's emotions. But just a verbal content of that. The white man cussed you up every day, but nothing happens to him. But this white BIA cop took that into consideration and charged her, and now she's got a federal record. This is how heinous these white people are, no matter what goes on. And the reason for that, people, listen to me, okay? As we're moving to the top of the hour to close the show, the Wind River Indian Reservation is a small reservation, same as Fort Washakie, a small part of the Shoshone people. Their reservations are very small, okay? And so what happens is these white people, they file applications to get appointed into their police departments. I've seen this with the Fish and Game and Wildlife here on the Wind River Indian Reservation some years back. We came up here to stand up to them guys, and we defeated them. And so now Congress manipulated the power of authority and put it into their business council. So their business council all think like white people, because they want you to continue to lie for them. This is why my little brother, Devin Oldman, got out of there. He couldn't accept, man, the lying. There was no honor in that system. And I've told him this many years ago, when me and him came in contact. And I said, when you become a free thinker, you become a free man. And when you become that free man, you're no longer a number. This is what's happening out there. And many of these tribal nations that are small, this is how the white man has always practiced and perfected colonial policies, to use that enforcement from their people. Their people. And now they're using the white man to dictate them responsibilities. So now there are white cops on the reservation. This has never been done throughout history. The only time in history where white people were taking advantage of our people, they were military outposts. They adapted the Crow and the goddamn Shoshone, okay? Let's keep it real. The Crow and the Shoshone were government scouts that worked for them to hunt down other Indian people and kill them for the white man. You want to talk history, people out there? You better look at what the white race has done this throughout history. And they're going to continue to do it. When they made all my eastern tribes out east fight each over territorial land base, they made them Indians kill each other, man. And they kept coming. Kept coming. But none of us are having the audacity to blame that fucking white devil. We have to. We have to make him feel guilty. Make him feel what it is to be taunted with pain. That white devil can never replace all the people he's took from me, man. He never can replace my kids, my elders, my men, my women. He can never replace them. That fucking devil, man. He can never replace
them. He doesn't know suffering like we do, you know. He doesn't know what we go through. We go a lot of suffering. We ignore these white folks. Don't know shit.
That was a brother, Byron.
Yeah, Byron, you need to get back on these shows when we're on them. Don't just sit in the back, man. If you know stuff like that, come on the show. This discharge your peace and hatred, man. This is what we want. I get this way all the goddamn time. I don't want to wait for last-minute time to run out, then hear it. No, get in there. Get in there. And that's what you need to do, man. Yeah. So my point that I was expressing to a lot of you, listen, people, you think your great leaders like Roman Nose, Sharp Nose, Black Hole, you think them guys are going to accept you today for all the shit that's being deteriorated amongst your tribal government and your people's value of life? Hell no. They wouldn't accept it. And they're still with you, man. You think Dorsey Willow, my brother, is going to tolerate with this shit? Hell no. Think. You have a brain. It's in your head. It's connected to a heart. The heart tells the brain what to do, not the other way around. The philosophical standards that we're teaching ourselves is effective. It's not about, you know, materialism. It's non-materialism. That's how you part yourself from the value of life you live with. But we don't do that in the year 2023. And I thank all you guys for coming on. Tonight's show was brilliant. Nephew Roland, I love you guys. My nephew Justin, one of my dog men from home, I love him from contributing this stuff. And this is what we live with. We see it every day. It appears in front of our eyes. We see it. We're still connected to our Earth Mother. We're still connected to the great mystery. We're still connected to our four-legged brothers and sisters. And we're still connected to our winged. And most of all, we're still connected to each other. No matter what nation we're from. Hey, Chad! I love that, man. And that's the power. That's one thing that white fucking devil can't defeat. And he knows that. He knows that. He knows how. We get pissed off and we start fighting, that boy's in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, we must stop. People got to stop being afraid of the white man. Get a backbone and start fighting, you know, because enough is enough. I mean, are you going to just lay down and take other stuff to give you? I don't think you should.
That's brilliant piece to say, brother. I mean, brilliant piece. Well, we're at that top of the hour of 8:49, so let me shut the show down with this message of understanding in a song. A small child, people, once represented himself to me, a little bitty child. And she took off and she said, "Uncle, wait right here, don't go." So she ran and she brought her little brother back. And she said, "Uncle, do we have sacred feelings?" Okay, this little girl and little boy. They say, "Uncle, do we have sacred feelings?" And I said, yes, you do. And they, this is the curiosity of these two. Well, where is it? And I told them to take their hands and hold them on their chest, both the right hand and left hand, place them on your chest. And I said, you little ones, okay? My girl, my nephew, my boy, you guys listen to this understanding, you know, uncle's going to give you. And that feeling is yours. And that feeling's going to give you something, and you're going to never, ever turn away from it for the rest of your life. Now the little boy and the girl, they're 30, 31 and 30 years old, and they have their own family. And that little feeling of understanding I taught them, that they still have this feeling inside themselves, through a people like our nations, they promoted a togetherness with themselves to create their strength. Then when they created that strength, they learned how to exist within themselves, because that togetherness created this peaceful sensation for them to have knowledge and wisdom. And so their kids, now that they became parents, they brought those kids to me. Both of them said this. Uncle, can you give our children Lakota names? And so I said, yes, I did. And I've always did it this way. Now the time that you mentioned that to Uncle, come here. So I took him to a Sundance, which was Aunt Bernice's Sundance. And I named that boy and that girl's children powerful names, because they came from a ceremony of living. And so just like that little baby trying to cry because she's either hungry or needs her diaper changed, this is the feeling I just shared to you. And so as we close the show tonight, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Lakota Oyate Hours. And it will be out on Facebook here. The same time we shut down and get off the phones and stuff, Oyate puts it right out there so you can listen it. And it'll have a title. He'll put a title on it. And the voice will probably, the title will probably be The Voice of Chinupa from the Wind River Indian Reservation, or whatever the title would be. He'll put it there, and you will find it. And so on October 7th, 2023, this show will follow itself out there. And again, people, I take full responsibility of my words and actions. It doesn't mean that I'm trying to offend you. If you have a feeling that might hurt you because I offended you, call my number, 605-517-2621, and I'll debate that understanding with you. Because I'm still living it. And when you live in it, man, it becomes such a heinous thing. I'm aiming it at white people. And I urge you guys not to pick it up. And thank you for all the brothers and sisters that tuned in, nieces and nephews. Darylin, Justin, Roland, Dorsey's boy. All you guys. Amin, Jabril, you know. Everyone, Oyate, for always giving the show, man, you know, the utmost, you know, honor and respect and acknowledgement of what we do. Me and Oyate were in Wounded Knee together. And the same time we were in there, man, we were in different parts of it. And that's how much we know about the struggle, man. I was Russell Means and Lehman Brightman's personal bodyguard. And I was also my own grandfather's personal bodyguard. And to all my gray eagles back home on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, I'll be home here in a few days. And thank all of you for tuning in, and even Echo from up there in Browning, Montana area in Great Falls. Hey, thank you for tuning in and giving us words of understanding to look for that outlook to get people to help her stand, getting her ability to, you know, have her kids secured in her home. And you, for you brothers and sisters that came on from the Makhpeyatko Nation here on the Wind River Indian Reservation, I thank you guys. Remember, this show is yours. Keep the phone number, 515-602-9449. Again, 515-602-9449. 1-800-875-5649. This is your show. It's called the Lakota Oyate Hour, and it's the only show with teeth. And thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week. And I love you all, and you guys have a great rest of the weekend. Take care, and here's our closing song.
Ho
ho. Hey, yeah, walk on your low, yo. Ay, 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 hey, oi. We your hunky lay, ay, ay. Hey, yeah, walk on your low, yo. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, yeah, take it, ay, ay, ay. With your hunky lay, ay, ay. Hey, yeah, walk on your low, yo. Ay, 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 hey, hoi. We chow hunky lay, hey ya, walk on your loyo, ay, 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 oy. We chow hunky lay, hey ya, walk on your loyo, ay, 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 oh ya, take it lay, with your hunky lay, hey, hey, walk on your loyo, ay, 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 hey, hoy. With your hunky lay, hey, walk on your loyo, ay, 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 hey, hoy. With your hunky lay, hey, hey, walk on your loyo. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, yeah, take it, lay, ay, ay. With your hunky, lay, ay, ay. Hey, walk on your loyo. Ay, 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 ay. With your hunky, lay, ay, ay. Hey, walk on your loyo. Ay, 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 hey, boy. With your hunky, hey, hey, walk on your loyo. Ay, 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 hey, boy. Oh, yeah, take it, hey. With your hunky, hey, hey, walk on your loyo. Good night, and have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you all again Friday and Saturday from 9 and 7 Mountain Time to the Lakota Oyate Hours. Remember, I said it backwards from 9 to 7, so if you use your brain and you turn it back around, it's 7 to 9. Thank you all. And thank you for all tuning in, Justin, my nieces and nephews, Amin, Jabril, all of you. We'll see you all next week on the Lakota Oyate Hours. Remember, it's the only show with teeth. Good night. Hokahe from the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. Hokahe.
Okay.
Ho-ho. Ho-ho. Jepina.
Thank you.